The second concert in the KUAF Summer Jazz Series is Saturday night and lends a new approach to a local tradition. The concert is the annual Composer's Showcase, the summer musical event that puts a spotlight on music written by local musicians. This year, all of the pieces played are compositions by James Greeson, a guitarist, composer, and professor of music at the University of Arkansas. He's also written music for films and helped create the Summer Jazz Concert series. The performers Saturday include the Claudia Burson Trio, the 18-piece Fayetteville Jazz Ensemble, and others. Last week, Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAF's program Shades of Jazz, talked with James about his career, and also with Ben Harris, the musical director for the Fayetteville Jazz Ensemble. Robert began the conversation by asking James Greeson if he considered himself more of a musician or a composer first.
Yeah, I do think of myself as a composer first. Not only because my various degrees are in composition, but it's just the thing that really appealed to me when I started getting serious about music. I thought, in some ways, I've always had the opinion that if you're going to be a musician, of course you're going to write music. I mean, why else be a musician? And I know a lot of people aren't like that, but for me, it's making your own music. And it's been that way even when I was in high school. I played in a rock band and that sort of stuff. And although I didn't write any tunes for them, I remember being real interested in like doing arrangements, you know, in some cases sort of elaborate arrangements of some of the things and really getting a kick out of that. And then the other part of that is that most of my guitar playing is self-taught. In fact, the only instrument I really studied in college was bass, classical string bass, played in orchestras, that sort of thing. And played in jazz bands in college, too. So a lot of the guitar things I do, not entirely self-taught, but mostly self-taught. And although I do teach a lot of guitar, I feel like it's not really my primary thing.
As opposed to composition. Mm-hmm. They seem like two quite different tasks. One, I think of composition as being a kind of a solitary involvement with music, whereas, not that there aren't solo performances, but, you know, particularly in jazz, the ensemble is what it's about, and the interaction between the musicians and how you're inspired by other musicians improvising and actually composing on the fly. And the challenges of those two disciplines seem quite different as well.
Well, that's true. And honestly, that's one of the reasons I kind of like doing both, because you... They're both musical, but they're different experiences, and you get to you just get to be two different people. One is the sort of sitting back, meditating about what you want to do next, whereas in a performance, I mean, that you can't do that. You've got to be there and play it. I must say, that's one of the things I like now that I've gotten for over a decade now into writing documentary scores, is that it's composing. But it's collaborative composing. Not that I'm working with other composers, but it's real interesting to work with the video editor and the writer and that sort of thing, and because they have their initial ideas of what the music should be, and then they convey that to you, and you write some music that, and then they'll tell you if they think it's working or not. And although that sounds like it could be negative, it's pretty cool to get that sort of interaction with someone about music you just wrote, as opposed to a typical sort of classical sort of thing where you write it and you bring it in and you throw it at the orchestra or the string quartet or whatever, and they play it, and there's no sense of, well, maybe you should revise this passage. So I like the collaboration and the documentary work. But, of course, improvising in a jazz group is a great thing, too, and it's like really quick composing.
It seems like it would be a different part of the brain, as opposed, you know, if you're spontaneously composing, improvising, as opposed to sitting down, conceiving of a composition, working through it. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, it depends. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly more real time, without a doubt about it. On the other hand, a lot of the composing I do, even though I teach music theory and in a sense know a lot about music, I try to be a little stupid when I compose and not overthink it or kind of plan things out too much. I start making some sounds and I kind of try to react to those, obviously in slow motion, but more intuitive in my actual composing. And the things I've been happiest with have come out that way, where some pieces where I kind of have to think about it a little more, I'm ultimately a little disappointed with.
So perhaps your jazz performing informs your solitary composition approach as well. It sounds like it does.
No, I'm sure it does, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I want to also ask you about the Summer Jazz Concert Series. You really are directly responsible for this 14 years running now. This is the 14th anniversary of the Summer Jazz Concert Series, KUAF's in the Walton Arts Center, and of course the North Arkansas Jazz Society sponsor this. What inspired you in the first place to want to do this concert series?
I remember really clearly what it was. I was playing a simple little gig for a university reception up in Springdale, at the Holiday Inn, to be specific, with Claudia Burson and Al Gibson. And we were playing for this thing, and it was just like 100 other gigs we played. But it was fun, you know, and the simple, and it was in the summer sometime. And I left that place thinking, you know, that was fun. And I thought, and we're not going to have a chance to play again. And it was, and I thought, that's kind of stupid. You know, at the university, we have this nice concert hall with a great Steinway piano sitting there lying fallow practically the whole summer. I thought, we should just do some concerts and see if people show up. And that's kind of how it started.
And actually, I remember talking to you about the whole idea of the summer concert series, and we had this group of really fine performers here. Claudia Burson, as you mentioned, Al Gibson, Dear Novotny, and there was quite a few more. And there were some students with great mm-hmm. promise. And I know the idea developed to have this house rhythm section and have them perform several concerts during the course of the summer and then bring in guest artists to perform with the rhythm section. So that was kind of the birth of bringing in the guest artists.
Yeah, I think that was your idea, which is awfully good. I mean, because it... Because when we play, we tend to play the same tunes. Not the same way necessarily, but the same tunes. And it's really cool to, and it kind of puts you on the spot to bring in a pretty high-level performer, and you've got like one day, maybe an evening before, to put together some new tunes with someone you've never played with before. And that's what makes this fun.
And then, of course, the Composer's Showcase became a part of the summer series, and this was an opportunity to really showcase all of the musicians I referred to earlier, the regional artists, as I like to call them, and not only showcase them in a venue where there wasn't a big screen TV behind them and people serving mm-hmm. drinks in front of them, but also to give them an opportunity to play original compositions or original arrangements. My other guest in the studio this evening is Ben Harris, who is the musical coordinator for the Composer Showcase. And Ben, we've kind of changed that. As I mentioned, it was kind of a mixed bag of different ensembles performing original compositions from members within that ensemble. But you came up with a great idea this year.
Right, right. It seemed like something that I thought was long overdue, you know, I remember when I first moved up here you know, that first summer that I was here and being a part of the Composer Showcase that first year that I was here and feeling sort of weird about it that, you know, I was on stage with my music that I had written programmed alongside Dr. Greason's music, like, I'm a composer too, you know, and sort of feeling like there's a composer in the way that the word truly means, and then there's, you know, other guys that write a few tunes every now and then and are trying to learn this thing and are really sort of still in the process of learning it and sort of finding their feet. And then there are, you know, as I say, real composers, you know, who really fully grasp the craft of it. And so
you know, can I interrupt?
Sure.
That's one of the problems, I think, with composition is somehow after Beethoven or whatever, it became this too elevated, in a sense. Mm-hmm. You know, for centuries, just about everybody was a composer. You know, mm-hmm. you weren't just a cellist in an orchestra. You were someone who wrote pieces for yourself to play and so forth. And at some point in the 19th century, there became this elevation of the composer and the conductor, and it became this unreal sort of situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a nice thing about jazz and its history is kind of just about everybody who played also wrote some tunes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's a really healthy situation.
I agree. I do. I just think that there's sort of a deeper level of composition when you really get into the craft. and somebody who composes in a lot of different styles and can write for pretty much any collection of instruments that you can throw together, somebody who really understands how each of the instruments work and how they work together. And for me, that's a lot different than, you know, just kind of coming up, pulling a melody out of the air. But, you know, and also as a student of Dr. Greason, there was always this sort of idea in the back of my mind that, you know, looking around at all the other players around here that were also students of his and thinking, you know, we should really just do something nice for this guy at some point. Just
is that what this is all about?
Well, yeah. Am I dying?
Do I have something on my nose? Sorry. Yeah, that's where the idea came from.
Well, I embraced it immediately. I felt like the composer showcase in my mind was... The idea came from wanting to bring in as many people as possible. This still accommodated that, but it in the context of interpreting one composer's music. Mm-hmm. Now, we may be hard-pressed to do this every year because, as you say, there aren't as many composers around here that are as prolific as Dr. Greason has been.
Right.
But it was a great idea. So what have we got lined up this year? The two of you can, Ben, you've been working with the ensembles. Mm-hmm. Jim, you've been working with Ben in terms of the compositions. So why don't you start, Jim? You've pulled from various parts of your composing bag.
The one, I think we're going to do some combo tunes, some of which have been heard sprinkled throughout the years on these showcases. But a couple are new. Or at least haven't been heard. And so those will be, you know, sextets, quartets, things of that nature. A lot of my dog's music, I've, over the years, especially in the jazz world, you know, you write a tune and then you got to name it. And I usually look at my pets and give it a name based on that somehow. So there's that. We're going to do some of the hot club stuff. A couple of years ago, I got the itch to humiliate myself in trying to emulate Django Reinhardt as a guitar player. And I've written a few tunes that are in that 1940s vintage French gypsy jazz style.
As performed by your group,
As performed by our group, yeah.
Hogtown Hot Club.
And that's kind of a fun thing because there are subtle differences in that era of jazz and the kind of bebop and post-bebop jazz that... I was basically brought up to be a bebop guitar player, and I kind of skipped over all that early stuff, and it's really interesting to go back and investigate. Harmonically, it's in some ways a little more subtle, not all of it, but some of it. It doesn't rely on as many cliches and things of that sort, at least harmonically speaking. So that's a different little world. But we're doing that. I'll let Ben talk about the big band tunes that they're doing. I've written a number of charts over the years for my college jazz big band, and they're going to play a few of them, which is great because they play them really well.
Well, I have to thank both of you gentlemen for coming up to the studio and discussing this upcoming concert. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. Okay. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
The Composer Showcase is the second show in the 2012 KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series, and it will take place Saturday night at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. James Greason and Ben Harris talked with Robert Ginsberg inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week.